This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, busy work. Dear friends, busy, busy, busy. We're all so busy being busy, planning and doing, getting and keeping, fussing and fixing. Our busy selves tells us that if God wanted us to have time for Him, He would have made 48-hour days and 14-day weeks. But chances are we'd still fill up the extra time with more and more busy work. And that doesn't mean we're a bunch of overworked Marthas, single-handedly struggling to serve a house full of family and friends. In fact, I suspect some of the busiest people we know are busy plugging their way to the TV remotes and their iPods, only stirring from the couch to go to bed, to the bathroom, or the refrigerator. What would you do if Jesus crossed your busy threshold today? Like Martha, would you stay in the kitchen baking a tuna casserole? Or fussing over the vegetable lasagna? Or like Mary, would you fall at the feet of Jesus and soak up every word of the Savior? These questions aren't fanciful. You see, Jesus stands at our door every day, waiting to be invited in. He's not here for the cuisine or the hospitality. He's come for your life, not to take it, but to give it. Significantly, the first recipients of this message are women. Once again, Jesus has crossed a new threshold. He's reaching out beyond the select circle of learned, pious Jewish men, like His outreach to the lowly, to tax collectors, to sinners, to Gentiles. Jesus is challenging custom and law, speaking directly to women who are not His close relatives. Beyond His message of priorities, He's telling them and telling us that women aren't mindless drudges sentenced to a life of busy work. They're part of the conversation, integral witnesses, bearers, and exemplars of the Word of God. Would that the world had listened and learned that lesson sooner. There's no subtlety in this gospel. Jesus tells us directly to get our priorities straight. It's not a case of choosing between good and evil. It's a matter of choosing Christ above all. And Jesus tells Martha, only one thing is important. Mary has chosen the better thing, and it will never be taken from her. Seen in the context of Scripture, the choice is obvious. Live life in and for Christ. That trumps all. Nothing could be clearer. When we fast forward to our 21st century reality, the picture can become blurry. The physical Jesus has returned to the Father. The physical realities of paying the mortgage, keeping your job, feeding the kids, finishing a project, getting ahead, they're all in your face 24/7. They can routinely fill up and consume our lives, crowding out Christ, but only if we let them. In composing that perfect prayer, Jesus instructs us to ask for our daily bread, but only after we have established that God's priorities are our priorities. Only after, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. By God's command, we're here to build the kingdom. We're instruments of His will. That's our purpose. By consequence of our human condition, we must also toil for our sustenance and all its adjunct amenities. But that's not our real purpose. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God. Humble, attentive, loving Mary knows this instinctively. Busy Martha, she must be reminded, feed the soul first. The traditional definition of prayer is lifting our hearts and minds to God. If we undertake every task of the day in this spirit, there is no busy work, only prayer. If we live and work in Christ, there's no tedium, there's only te deum, a life of complete harmony with the will and love of God. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.